Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Imagine Dragons, Loom, World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Our next guest is brought to you, as always, by Spherion Staffing. You have better things to do than scramble to find your next great hire. Let Spherion Staffing do it for you. Visit them online at Spherion.com/Utah. That's Spherion.com, Spherion.com/Utah. He is my co-host for Jazz Pre, Half, and Post. Longtime college coach as well. He's our good friend Tim Lacombe. What's going on, Tim?
First time listener, long time caller. Great to be on.
Sarah finally let you through.
Yeah, Sarah, I've been trying every week. Bonus points to either of you if you know the name of the artist who produced the song that we were brought into.
Oh, I have no idea.
Who was it?
Bon Jovi.
Oh, well, yeah.
Little Runaway.
That guy.
1984.
He produced it, or
well, I mean, you know.
Oh, okay. I was scrambling to think of famous producers. Who's that guy who made Michael Jackson famous?
Oh, Quincy Jones. Yeah. I meant sang it, brought it to the world.
I was like, who produced it? That's deep.
Real deep cut.
That's deep.
Sorry, yeah, it's Monday. I'm just getting my tongue straight here so I can speak for the week.
So coming up on Friday, it's basically going to be a showdown between me. And you and Ben, when 2-seed Creighton takes on, or 2-seed Tennessee takes on 3-seed Creighton. You and Ben have Creighton going. I've got Tennessee winning. Ben's got UConn, but he's got Creighton in the finals. So it's a little competition between us three.
Yeah, and we dodged a bullet. I was fully expecting a text from Ben down the stretch saying, hey, thanks a lot for the Creighton advice. But, you know, our guy Stephen Ashworth, the local Utah guy, made a couple big shots, and Creighton found themselves. But they are right there on the verge. I do like that. Typically, a team that goes a long way is tested pretty seriously and finds their way through. So that could bode well for my pick. But the rest of my bracket is completely thrashed.
It's interesting to look at who is winning right now in the tournament, because I can pull up the top 10 picks in the latest mock draft from ESPN. Rob Dillingham, the guard from Kentucky, and Reed Shepard are both projected in the top seven. They were awful in their first game. I mean, as bad as they've played all season together and got eliminated. Cody Williams is projected to the Jazz right now. I know a lot of Jazz fans would like that, the kid from Colorado, but they also just got ousted, even though he played okay. There are just not these one-and-done kids dominating college basketball, and they're not winning at the highest level. It is a lot of these Tyler Colex, Zach Edey, it's a lot of these older kids. And these older teams, they're getting back to winning. And you know what? I think it's made the product better. These are really good, fun games to watch because you've got upperclassmen who know how to play the game.
Yeah, I was telling David the other night, David Locke, you know, just watching college exclusively for so long and not seeing much of the NBA, only in pieces when I could, and then shift to where I'm watching the NBA like three or four times a week with my good friend Jake. And, you know, going back to watch the college game, I do believe the college game has gotten better, and I do think it's probably experience. Guys understanding spacing, understanding time and score, understanding what a good shot is. I mean, teams still and players still get caught up in the moment, but there's no doubt, like, watching these games has been, you know, shooting isn't always – that's always the one thing that kind of comes and goes, but – I agree with you, Ben. I think they're better games to watch.
Good for Utah State for winning a game. You and I both thought that they would be competitive against Purdue. That turned out to be incorrect. And now today, they're looking for a new coach, as Ryan Odom's on his way to Washington. So your thoughts on the Aggies' performance, or what did I say? Danny Sprinkle is what I meant. Ryan Odom. Well, they're playing Utah, so I've got Ryan Odom on the brain.
He's on the brain. But
Danny Sprinkle's leaving for Washington. So thoughts on Utah State's performance and now looking for a new coach?
Well, they had a magical year, and, you know, it's always hard to lose, but it's always really hard to get just completely get the doors blown off. It was one of those games where, I mean, I watch games all day long, and the officiating is so vastly different game to game. Like, I watched the Colorado-Marquette game, and they might as well have handed out boxing gloves because it was just a fist fight. And, like, 3 minutes to go in the second half, and Colorado had to foul three times to get to the bonus. You know, it was – and then I turned on the Utah State game. I mean, the very first play, Utah State gets a what looks to be a jump ball, but the officials call a foul, and it kind of just set that game into a foul spin for Utah State, and they had – all their big guys had fouls, you know, and it's just when you're trying to guard that big dude and you can't breathe on him, it's tough. So first of all, like, season was great. Yesterday was brutal. But today's even more brutal, you know, for Utah State fans because they're, you know, they enjoyed the year, but it was almost like it was an Airbnb, you know, that you had 9 months in and now you got to pack your bags and get out and go find something else. And so, what I have heard on the ground is a couple of things. I think they're going to move pretty quickly. You know, I think this deal with Sprinkle's been in motion for, you know, a couple of weeks. I've heard it, but I didn't, you know, I didn't want to put a cast anything disparaging on their run, but it was definitely out there that it was pretty much done. I think most importantly now they got to get somebody in place so they don't end up in the same situation as last year.
Can we talk some Jazz basketball? Are we okay moving on from college?
For sure.
This has been really hard to watch. And
I was going to say, do we have to?
I mean, I don't think the players are having fun. I don't hear any fun in Will Hardy's voice when he's talking. And look, you're losing. You're not supposed to be having fun. But this is beyond... hey, we're trying to get to the end of the season, and we get that there's draft pick involved, and that's all part of it. This feels harder than that. Do you get that feeling that this is maybe worse than it had to be?
I don't know necessarily, you know, I don't know the inner workings, but I do know it's been hard, and I think it's been hard for everybody. Just the last couple of games particularly, you know, Jake and I are in there trying to, you know, pick up anything we can, any kind of nuance that we see. But obviously it's hard. I mean, five in a row now the Jazz have lost, you know, and I looked at the schedule today going forward, and I just, you know, there's not a lot of wins on it to me. I think obviously San Antonio comes in here Wednesday night. The Rockets come in Friday. But beyond that, you know, it's going to be tough. So,
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think it's just everybody's got to stay the course. I think at this point, I think decisions have been made. And so, like, we've got 11 games left, and it is what it is. But hopefully, you know, the time has been good for the young guys, because I think that above all else is probably the, you know, the one piece that has some promise, because there's certainly a lot of time attached to these guys, you know, in the organization.
Speaking of the Rockets, do you think they catch the Warriors for that last play-in spot?
You know what? It sounds as though, like, I heard Steve Kerr's comments over the weekend and, you know, castigating not necessarily individual players, but the team generally for, you know, just lack of awareness, hustle, stuff like that. I think the Rockets are certainly playing better basketball at this point. And I think that, you know, what we saw the other night, I mean, really, if Şengün could make it back, and I don't know if he will, but like Jalen Green's on a heater right now. He's playing the best I've ever seen him play. And I love Van Vliet, and I love his competitiveness. You could feel it in that game the other night. I think they do catch him, honestly. They've won 8 in a row, and the Warriors have lost a couple in a row, and they're not playing great basketball. So that would be my pick at this point. But again, you look at my bracket first before you make any major decisions.
I mean, it's something though. Like, I think 9 of Golden State's next 10 games or 8 of their next 9 are on the road. Like, it's just crazy what they have to do. I tweeted this out yesterday. I looked at the rest of the Jazz schedule. There's a real chance Wednesday is their last chance to get a victory. Every other team they're playing is fighting for the 8th seed, the 10th seed to make the play-in, or to avoid the 6th seed, or to get home court advantage in the first round. It's just like, it is crazy. The Jazz just never felt like they got an easy stretch of schedule, other than maybe when they played all those good teams that were missing players. But it's just been really difficult for the Jazz. So what can you take from a team? I know you talked about the young players a little bit, but if you lose 10 of the next 11, or maybe 11 of the next 11, and you've already lost 3 of your last 19, or 16 of your last 19, like, how does that trail into the offseason, and can you wash that off before next year?
I think you can. I mean, it's never been, you know, a part of the organization here, you know, but I think you can. I think everybody is well aware of the situation the Jazz are in. And I think when the trade deadline came and went and the moves that were made, you know, I think it really did kind of designate what the rest of the year was going to be like. So like anything, you know, one day I remember I was a young missionary in Boston, Massachusetts. I was sitting at a train station early one morning. And I'd always try to check any kind of newspaper that was hanging around just to see what was going on in the world. You know, the Boston Globe oftentimes would, a remnant copy would be sitting there. And I remember this particular day was really windy, and just out of a movie, right down the track came this newspaper in about 700 pieces, you know, and it just kind of blew by. I sat there and it just blew by. And I thought, man, that's a great example of how everything in our life, you know, everything seems messy and out of place. But if you give it time, you know, it blows down the tracks and it's out of your sight and out of your mind. And I think that that's probably what this will be.
So if I were to ask you to put odds on it or however you want to measure it, what's your confidence level in Denver being the best team in the West, or coming out of the West, I should say?
Oh, man, I'm like, if I had 10, you know, 10 shekels, I'd probably put 9 of the 10 on that. Because I think when you look at it, who they're battling, certainly the Thunder are exciting, but they're young. And you know the history of this league, typically you've got to kind of get your way through and into the playoffs and work your way through. So I'd be surprised there. The T-Wolves, they stand out a little bit, and I know people are quick to dismiss them because all people will just do what they did to Rudy in the playoffs. But I think you have to look at his running mates. You know, when you're talking about a guy like McDaniels or Anthony Edwards plays with such force, I think it's just a different combination. I do believe that they've got a good shot, but I'm not ready to crown them anything yet till they do it. And then the Clippers, obviously pretty young, pretty old and a lot of experience. So with the right matchups, you know, possibly. But again, I just think that the entire West is trying to do what the Nuggets are doing. And I just think they're going to, I think at the end of the day, they're going to do it again.
I have a bit of a running joke with a mutual friend of ours, and I tell her every time I see her, I think the Milwaukee Bucks have figured it out, and then they will lose by 35 points to the Golden State Warriors on the road. And then I say, okay, no, they're never going to figure it out. It just doesn't feel right. And then they will just blast the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. I mean, just blast them and look like, oh, yeah, Giannis is the second best player in the NBA. Dame can still do Dame things. They actually have pretty good veteran depth. They're talented, and when Chris Middleton's out there, they're a completely different team. So if we're going back to your 10 shekels and everyone expecting the Boston Celtics, how many would you put on Milwaukee to get out of the East?
Zero.
No faith.
No faith. Mm-mm. I just, you know, again, you said all the right things, and I mean, that made me, but at the end of the day, they just don't guard. They just don't guard good enough. And, you know, and what the Celtics could do to them in a series, spacing them out, spreading them out, attacking them, I just don't think it can happen. I mean, if somebody were to knock off the Celtics, but even then, you know, I just think I would probably put my shekels on the Knicks, to be honest with you. You know, any kind of spare ones. Majority on the Celtics, but I'd probably take a flyer on the Knicks if I'm taking a flyer on anybody.
Coach, you are the best. Thank you for coming on, and I will see you tonight, buddy.
Yeah, excited to see you tonight.
Oh, I can't wait to see you guys, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
As long as Ben doesn't take shots in the media room, that always hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's
our feelings.
It's cold out. We'll see what you guys wear.
Hey, dress at your own peril, right?
Thank you, Tim.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
That's our good friend Tim Lacombe. His appearance on the show is brought to you by Spherion Staffing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.